Hi, everyone. A good Thursday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. We're waking up with high pressure cresting across the region as anticipated on this Thursday morning, meaning a good deal of clear skies and temperatures pretty much in the 20s region-wide. We do have a few locations close to 30. As we check out those latest temperatures from around the Capital District, we're near 30 at Schenectady, 30 at Voorheesville, 28 at Latham, 25 as you make your way into the Rensselaer County region, at 25 at Brunswick to 23 at Grafton. Down I-88 we go into southwestern Schoharie County. Charlotteville reporting a temperature of 18. Oneonta further down the 88 corridor at 22. Back into the heart of the Catskills we go. 18 degrees at Halkett Center, 23 at Bel Air Mountain, and the Hudson Valley now, 27 at Kingston, to 24 at Rhinebeck. We make our trek back up to the north. Catskill at 28, 25 at Ghent to 25 as well, and North Chatham. In Pittsfield right now, it's 28 degrees, 27 at North Adams to 29 in Southern Vermont and Bennington. For central and southern Saratoga County we go now. 24 at Saratoga Springs, 25 in Malta. Beyond that, into the North Country in the Adirondacks. We're sitting at 25 right now at Corinth, 24 at Lake Luzerne, 23 at Floyd Bennett near Glens Falls. And into the Adirondacks right now, we're sitting at 20 at Long Lake, 18 at Inlet, 21 at Scroon Lake, and at Mount Van Hovenberg. The latest temperature, 24 degrees. Again, the surface analysis this morning shows high pressure extending from western Quebec through New York and New England, downstate through Long Island and New Jersey. Cloud cover stretches from Pennsylvania into southeastern Ontario through the mid-Atlantic. That in advance of the next storm system headed this way for us tonight into Friday. As anticipated, the storm has evolved very nicely across the central U.S. over the last 24 hours. Blizzard warnings extending from Wisconsin back through Iowa for this afternoon into this evening. In the meantime, across the Deep South, though, as a severe weather threat, as a tornado watch has already been posted by the Storm Prediction Center for Alabama, Mississippi, into northeastern portions of Louisiana. So a lot of things to talk about with the storm system that we typically see more for October with a wide array of weather going on, but unless an extreme nature, of course, we'll end up dealing with it as the area of low pressure tracks through the Great Lakes into western Quebec. That will be the primary low and a track for us with that area of low pressure heading into western Quebec means a warm track for us. But we will see some snow or some sleet as we head through this overnight period across the higher terrain and the northern counties. So your hour-by-hour forecast as we head throughout the day for today showing a lot of sunshine to start the day off before we increase the clouds as we head through this afternoon. Our precipitation does arrive as we head through the midnight hour tonight. Again, it will be snow across the higher terrain in the northern counties, trending to sleet. For the southern counties, basically south of I-90, and in the valley locations, we're looking for any mixed precipitation to change to plain rain by this time tomorrow morning. We'll deal with periods of rain during the Friday morning commute. For the southern counties, that will slowly and surely trend northward as we head through the morning into the afternoon. And indeed, the precipitation does diminish midday and in the early afternoon from south to north. We may actually see a few breaks in the clouds as we head throughout the day for tomorrow. Otherwise, the cold air wraps around behind the system, and we'll start dealing with some flurries as we head through your Friday evening. A quick review of the climatological data for your Wednesday, December 19th. We reached a high of 43 yesterday afternoon, right on target with the forecast. That was approximately 234 at Albany International Airport. The day's low was at midnight last night at 35. They did record a trace of precipitation over at Albany International for your Wednesday. That does not change the month-to-date nor the yearly totals. In terms of heating degree day units on Wednesday, we accumulated 26. That brought up the month-to-date total for December to 549 units. That is behind the pace for what we typically see for the month of December by 105 units. The average high-low split for your Thursday, December 20th, is 34 and 20. The record high today is 61 from 1957. The record low, minus 19 from 1951. The sun will rise this morning at 7:22, set this evening at 4:24, rise once again on Friday morning at 7:23, and set at 4:25. Don't forget the official start of winter for the winter solstice begins at 6:11 on Friday morning. That is when the sun will be directly ahead, overhead, that is, of the Tropic of Capricorn, and then starts its slow migration northbound toward the Tropic of Cancer. All right, Britain Formula forecast for today. A lot of sunshine to start off here through Thursday before we increase the clouds as we hit the middle and the second half of the day, a high of 41. Now, as we head through this evening, please keep in mind where the storm watchers are posted for northern Warren County, Hamilton County, northern Herkimer County this evening through Friday morning. High wind watches are posted for the Berkshires, central and southern Vermont, Essex County points north and west for the Adirondacks, Schoharie County, as well as the Greene County and the Ulster County Catskills in terms of the high wind watch, with wind gusts potentially reaching 50 miles per hour late tonight through Friday afternoon. Precipitation-wise, as we head through tonight, it arrives around and after midnight across the northern counties and the mountains, snow and mixed precipitation. For the valleys and the southern counties, any mixed precipitation will be trending to plain rain, a low of 36. Any snow or mixed precipitation on Friday will trend to plain rain and gradually diminish as we head through the middle portion of the day. I think we get some breaks in the clouds during Friday afternoon into Friday evening before we see some flurries fly, and a daytime high of 45 for Friday. Cooler weather for Saturday, partly sunny, scattered flurries, scattered snow showers, perhaps a couple of rain showers in the valley locations, a high of 39, partly sunny on Sunday, the 23rd, near 33 for a high, partly sunny on the 24th, Monday, high of 31, partly sunny again for next Tuesday, Christmas Day, and high close to 30. We'll continue to track this storm system as it continues to make its push toward the northeastern quadrant of the U.S., we head throughout the next 24 hours. Make it a great Thursday, and we'll talk to you again as we head through the lunch hour. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.